It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this Sunday before Thanksgiving. We seniors have a lot to be thankful for. We're living longer and enjoying life. There's so much to do that actually we don't have time to do it all. But today I'm going to talk about some amazing older citizens and what they're doing with their lives. And I'd like to start with Ida Keeling, who is a 99-year-old great-great-grandmother from New York, who recently became the 95 to 99 age group world record holder in the 100-meter run. Ida finished 59.8 seconds, becoming the first woman in history to complete in the event in the 95-plus age group in an internationally certified race. Ida, just 4 feet 6 and 83 pounds, started competitive running at the age of 67 to help deal with grief over losing her two sons to drug-related homicides. Her advice on longevity is eat for nutrition, not for taste. Do what you need to do, not what you want to do, and don't leave out your daily exercise. And of course, love yourself. Well, that's good advice from 99-year-old Ida Keeling. Then there's Walmart's worker, Lauren Wade, who is 102 years old. And for the past 30 years, he has worked at Walmart. And currently, he works 32 hours a week as an associate to the lawn and garden department. He does everything to stocking shelves and running the cash register. He's been married 67 years, and he and his wife have visited every state in the union. He's played the saxophone and other instruments for nearly 40 years. He plans to work as long as he can. And then there's Betty Reed Solskin, is 93 and is a park manager. Well, actually, she's a park manager at Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historic Park in Richmond, California. She spoke out about the government shutdown. Kenneth Corazon is 91, and he is called the Parking Lot King. For the past 24 years, he's been running the parking services at Surgeons Medical Hospital, and he sees more than 3,000 vehicles come in and out every day. He's done everything from managing service centers at car dealerships to acting as Smokey the Bear for the U.S. Forest Service. He also was a World War II vet who witnessed D-Day from the banks of Normandy as a member of the British forces. Jack H. Hardis is 95, and he is in the Guinness Book of Records as the oldest to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He is currently writing his memoirs of his decades of his long entertainment career. He says, "Living and working over 90 is something I just found happening. I've never been a lazy guy, so I wake up with joy in my heart, and I believe you should make a living doing something you love passionately." Jack V. Wiseman is 93, and he estimates he has heard roughly 25,000 legal cases during his career. His decisions have made him one of the most renowned judges in the history of the federal judiciary, according to the 2013 American Bar Association Journal. He wakes up at 5 a.m. to exercise, swimming in his pool, and then he makes breakfast for his wife before going to work. He has no plans to retire. Well, I'll be back with more amazing seniors right after this from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today about some very amazing seniors that are in their 90s and hundreds, and they're still working. Now, John Fraser Hart is 90 years old, and he has a geography class at the University of Minnesota. The World War II vet uses a carousel slide projector to show off his collection of tens of thousands of Kodachrome slides of landscapes around the country. Students also like his wacky sense of humor. In more than 50 years of teaching, Hart has published 15 books and taught more than 50,000 students. Now, the great Madame Rosa, who is 103, is now considered a Big Top's oldest character. Born Rosa Van Veen to a performing family in Belgium just in time for Christmas in 1910, and that was 2 years before the Titanic sank, but she went on to find fame and success in Paris by marrying businessman Joseph Bourgoyne, whose claim to fame was buying the Winter Circus in 1934. Madame Rosa, who now has 53 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, survived two world wars, the Nazi occupation, but the matriarch of the Winter Circus never lets petty trials of the 20th century spoil her zest for life. She married her husband in a lion's cage instead of a church. She remembers advising the pastor against entering the den for fear he'd get eaten by the big cats and not get to finish the service. Laughter becomes apparent in this incredible woman's life, and the memories and anecdotes that she told a thousand times still make her wrinkled face light up. And then she remembers a punchline or conjures up an image that had been sitting for years and does it in her memory archive. Nevertheless, she felt the need to bring along to her interview her 80-year-old son as her memory aid to help her fill in the gaps. Once she gets started, the stories pour out. There was her other child, a male gorilla she somehow named Jackie. She and her husband once turned up at the top hotel with a baby gorilla placed in the hat box. The footman said, "Gosh, madam's hats are pretty heavy." And Rosa laughed about that, and saying that for the whole month that they were at the hotel, no one noticed the gorilla in the room. Jackie also had a taste for wine. Well, that's the story of some of our older senior members. And before we go, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Mrs. Wanda Spencer, who is 100 years old this month, and she still is quite active. I also want to wish you all a very blessed Thanksgiving. Right now, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors, and it's also a good place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Morality in the Media. This is a great organization that's trying to bring about better TVs, movies, and fight porno. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. Remember to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Healy saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.